It's the most wonderful time of the year when we learn of the games in the near future. We'll discuss banter, hope, and so on this show.
Orange Lounge Radio.
Thanks for that, Jason. Hi, welcome back, everybody, to another week of the show where every gamer has a voice. It's Orange Lounge Radio, live tonight with episode number 734 of our show for this June 10th, 2018. And yes, it is that time of the year, the most wonderful time of the year to be a gamer, because we get to find out all the games that we'll be playing about a year and a half from now. It used to be the games that we would play this holiday, but now it's the games we'll play about a year and a half from now. Just kidding. We're not that cynical about it, but it is kind of funny. It's E3 week, everybody, and we're here in studio to talk about all the latest and greatest that is unfolding literally before our eyes tonight. My name, Rob Roberts. You might know me on Twitter at Sky, S-K-I-E. Her name, Dark Sakura, or Jamie Summers.
Oh, hi.
How are you, Miss Summers?
Tired.
I know you had a prideful day, right?
I did.
Today was Sacramento Pride.
I worked a booth at Pride and wandered around all over the place, but I was there with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Mm-hmm. And some of the San Francisco sisters came out, and it was great to see them again. And I just had a really good time, but by the time I was ready to go, I was fucking ready. And I went home and cleaned off all the makeup and exfoliated and sheet masked and nearly fell asleep with the sheet mask on my face. And I was like, I gotta go to the show.
It's like the equivalent of a waffle iron she puts on her face to remove all the...
No. Well, the makeup may be as thick as a waffle iron.
You were all nervous about coming here with no makeup on tonight. No, what, lights, camera, me without a stitch of makeup on. That's a very obscure movie reference, if you get it.
I came with the pink powder zit spot stuff on my face.
So I was going to say, you look marvelous, darling.
Thank you.
As always. You don't need makeup, but I understand it is part of the sister ritual.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that I like, you know, going out with a little bit on just because it's artistry for me.
Yeah.
And today I was just like,
lazy Sunday. I do appreciate your rainbow watch, though. You've got a very prideful watch.
Oh, yeah, to my pride band.
They have LGBTQIA+. Et cetera.
No, I ordered the new pride band and it didn't arrive yet because I have the new face on my watch too.
Yeah, that is a little dancy lines.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really cool. But I actually like the older pride band better. The new one I wish was on like a black background with the stripes. It would have been better to me.
I do want to also introduce the chat room over at live.vognetwork.com, because we do tape live every Sunday night at the Voice Geeks Network, vognetwork.com, right after the Bobby Blackwolf Show at about 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. And tonight, obviously, our show is being interrupted by one of the E3 press conferences, but I'll get to that in a minute. But if you are listening live, you can go to live.vognetwork.com, where JD is saying you don't need makeup, especially for radio. That's true. You know, I've been told plenty of times that I have a face that's perfect for radio. Anyway, also a man fit for radio. Say hello to Techmaster Loki.
I don't know how to take that, but sure.
It's a compliment. Question mark. No, I'm just kidding. How are you doing, Loki?
I'm fine.
Good, good. Enjoying all these announcements so far?
Most of them, yeah.
Yeah?
Not so much EA, but, you know.
All right, well, let's jump right in. We only have about 20 minutes before we get to Bethesda's press conference. So here's how it's going to work. So tonight, it's about 6:07 Pacific time as we're broadcasting live here at the Voice Geeks Network. We are going to kind of pause our show at 6:30 so that we can all watch Bethesda's E3 press conference together, because there will likely be some big news that comes out of that. We know we're going to get a better look at Fallout 76, even more so than we saw at Microsoft's event today. So we're going to watch that together. For those of you that are listening live, we have decided this year to do it a little differently than we have in the years past. And as long as the bandwidth cooperates, that's a big footnote, because here in the studio, the bandwidth is sometimes crappy. We will provide you live commentary tonight. So if you want to keep OLR on while Bethesda's thing is going, we will do live commentary as Bethesda's event is going, because you guys have asked for it, the live folks in previous years. And if you don't want to listen to that, that's fine. I will not be offended if you turn it off and come back to us when it's all over. And we'll continue on with news and our regular segments as we come back into the show. I don't know how long Bethesda is tonight. I don't know if they're 60 minutes or 90 minutes. So I would think they're only 60, because I wouldn't think they have 90 minutes worth of stuff to announce. But if they were to surprise the hell out of us with Elder Scrolls 6, which I don't think they will at this point.
What continents do they have left?
What? the undiscovered one that we never knew about until now. You know, that's the
there's a lot
clever video game trope. But anyway, I mean, I'm not expecting that, though. I assume that Fallout 76 is their big title. Maybe they would tease a little bit Elder Scrolls for next year, but I just don't see that happening. But anyway, let's talk about until then. Let's talk about what we've seen so far. So yesterday, EA did their bit, and Loki, you watched the whole thing, right?
Yeah, I watched everything.
What were your thoughts on EA?
It was kind of a letdown, but I mean, it's typical EA. They didn't really announce too much. Even with Battlefield 5, they did like this whole preview thing like a week before, but they didn't really show too much. They kind of talked a little bit about multiplayer. There's going to be, of course, some changes. They reiterated that there's no loot boxes or season passes. However, I overheard someone talking about the pre-order stuff that they had for Battlefield 5, and they mentioned airdrops, which were possibly something alluding to...
You're going to have a couple of Macs hooked up to airdrop.
Yeah, so a couple basically alluding to that there might be some sort of content or something that comes in. But I don't know. So we'll see when it comes out if they actually stick to the no loot box thing. But that's what they said. They announced that they're going to be doing Battle Royale as well for it, because everybody's got to jump on that bandwagon. And then talking about customization, their destruction systems getting even better. And they had some other stuff like grand operations and whatnot. Then along with that, of course, they talked about FIFA 19. So they have this new... they have a trial for 18 available now, and then some new Champions League mode. They talked about their EA Cloud streaming service, which didn't really say what that was yet, but something that's going to be coming. And that includes, I guess, with this Origin Access Premiere, where you'll be able to access games as they come out through Origin. It's $15 a month or $100 a year.
How's this different from the EA thing they already have on Xbox, or is it kind of like the same thing? Or no, EA is the EA Pass, EA Play. Well, I don't even know what
I think this
they call
is
it.
On PC.
So so there's like a new one for PC, and the one on PC will be new stuff, whereas the EA catalog on Xbox One
I think
is
it's
like
both
old stuff.
New and old stuff.
Okay, I'm confused. There's just a lot of stuff they're trying to sell me.
Of course,
well,
it's EA.
That's business. Whatever.
And then Respawn has a new game coming out, a new Star Wars game that's going to take place between episodes 3 and 4. It's supposed to be a holiday 2019 called Jedi Fallen Order. And then, of course, they showed off some more updates for Battlefield 2. It's going to have a new season, which is going to be so that took place, look like, in the prequel stuff. So they have new heroes and villains, so General Grievous, Obi-Wan, Count Dooku, and Anakin Skywalker. And a new Starfighter mode. And there's also going to be stuff coming out for the Solo movie, so content from that. They announced Unravel 2, which is out today! And so, you know, a sequel to their other indie game, Unravel, that was kind of part of that EA original thing.
Yeah, that was a pleasant little surprise, especially the fact that it's, like, out today, you know?
NBA Live 19 and Madden 19, they showed some trailers for that. Then they had this thing for Command & Conquer Rivals, which is a new mobile strategy game, which looked terrible, and they spent way too much time on it.
Oh, right. You know, you were a big Command & Conquer fan, though, I remember.
I was,
you,
and
you
this looks dumb. This looks like Clash of Clans or something, so no thanks.
Ouch. Okay.
So then they got to Anthem. So Anthem, you know, they had a new trailer. They talked about it. Once again, no loot boxes or anything like that. They will have cosmetic items, but it'll be like you know what you're getting when you're purchasing them. You can play the game solo. They're gonna have a demo for it. Also different like clips. They are showing like some of the gameplay and stuff. There's four different classes you can play as. The different what they call, I don't remember what they are calling their javelins, their suits. Yeah.
I still am an extremely bitter Betty, and probably unrationally so, I will own that, when it comes to Anthem due to, you know, how much of a middle finger I feel like EA has been giving us in general.
It looks just like Destiny.
When it comes to Mass Effect. But there's two things that gave me a little bit of positivity. One, Casey Hudson went on record and said Mass Effect's not done. That was, I don't even know if you saw that, Jamie, but Casey Hudson did come
out. I did, and then I rolled my eyes really hard.
Yeah, well, at least they're not done. They're not going to abandon Mass Effect.
We're going to have more books.
No. I got the sense they meant games. So that's,
what I want is that Quarian DLC.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. But if they decide, you know what, we're going to go somewhere completely different next, or we're going to do, I don't know what's left to do. Maybe they would have to do a prequel to the Shepherd story or something. I don't know where they would go next, but maybe they'll do a really fucking ballsy thing and do Mass Effect 4.
They had N7 skins, by the way, for the javelins. I did notice that when they were doing their little thing.
Keep it. But anyway, I will say this, though. At least, you know, with as much as I'm very angry gamer face when it comes to Anthem right now, because of the hurt I feel in my heart, I was very encouraged by the fact that they went out of their way to say, you can do this completely solo. So that tells me there is something to Anthem besides just wanting to copy Destiny completely. Like, if you can play this completely solo, I'm a little more like, all right, so show me some more video. Let's see. So I don't know yet, though. I'll go back and watch that whole thing later, but just right now I'm still feeling hurt. Some folks in our chat over at live.vognetwork.com. SSJ100 Matt says, Anthem looks really neat. Dungeon Buster says, they're trying to, in quotes, figure out Mass Effect. Yeah, aren't we all?
Well,
aren't we all?
And then there's also another indie game that they were showing off, which I can't remember the name of it right now, but it was basically this big, like, flooded world type thing that looked kind of cool. So that was but yeah, it's with the Command & Conquer Rivals, though, I can't trust them at all. Because, I mean, look at Dungeon Keeper that they released. It was just terrible. They, like, ruined that franchise by just destroying it with just all the crap that you would get with just, you know, your typical mobile game. I don't know. Not a fan of that. So that's pretty much EA right there.
All right. So let's talk about Microsoft, which I did watch. I did watch Microsoft today.
Yeah, Microsoft, they had tons of games to announce. So lots of stuff they showed off. So a brief tease for a game called Halo Infinite. Not sure what that's going to be, but it is in the Halo universe. Looked like an MMO, maybe.
It looked really pretty. Like, when they were showing all the really diverse, like, landscapes and stuff, especially because I was doing the whole watching on Mixer in 4K, and I was really impressed with how good it looked. So there is that.
They had a new sequel for Ori, so Ori and the Will of the Wisps. That looked pretty nice. That was pretty gorgeous. A new game from Software, from Software, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, which is like almost like a samurai ninja
Dark Souls
basically.
Which is what people are kind of assuming from what we saw, but that looked pretty sweet. But here's the thing. I just have to get this out. Like, although Microsoft showed a lot of great games, like, how many of them are Microsoft Xbox exclusive? Or even Microsoft Xbox / Windows exclusive? Like, a lot of the stuff they showed is coming to, like, multiple things. You know what I mean? And that's the one area where I do think Microsoft, like, still... Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to, like, derail what was a fun, especially as, like, the opening act, I think a fun tone of, like, games to show us at E3, even if a lot of them were for 2019. Like, we found out, oh, you know, we'd found out a couple days, or last night, I think that Kingdom Hearts was going to get bumped a little bit. We just found out that, you know, Crackdown 3 now is going to get bumped a little bit. So don't get me wrong. Like, they had this great games tone, but how much of that was really like, but you need to go get an Xbox One today because you are missing the fuck out if
no,
you don't do
none of it.
I wasn't really getting that.
That was the impression I was getting, is none of it was that.
But don't get me wrong, I enjoyed it just as a games keynote. And there were, I mean, sorry, I don't mean to jump ahead for what you're going to talk about, Loki, but there were some things where I was like, okay, this is why I own an Xbox One, because I want to be able to play this, or this is why I have a beefy PC so I can play this. So anyway, sorry, Loki, continue. I just had to get that off my chest.
They showed off Fallout 76, which is kind of surprising, being that we're about to see Bethesda, so
yeah.
Which looked interesting. It is a typical Fallout game, four times the size of the map from Fallout 4, so, and it looked pretty.
Fallout, the pre-sequel. So there doesn't seem to be any, like, oh, it's an MMO, or oh, it's like all these things people were anticipating.
Well, we don't know yet.
Okay.
It could be co-op,
okay,
which would be fine.
Okay.
They had a new game that's in, a new game called The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit, which is in, I forget, the universe of...
Life is Strange.
Life is Strange.
It was Square Enix's, yeah.
So they have that. That's coming out free on the 26th.
Well, I imagine it's like Life is Strange, where, like, the first episode's free, and then the rest you pay for. But that's cool. I mean...
They showed Crackdown 3. Again, February is going to be when that's coming out.
How did you like that, though?
It looks nice. I'm excited for it. I just wish it was coming out this year.
Yeah, but they got to take the time to get it right, right?
How much time do they fucking need? I mean, it's been like 4 years now. I mean, geez.
4K is probably a bigger pain in the ass than people think. Yeah. I love the Tron look of it, for the record. Love the look.
Nier Automata is getting to become as God's edition on the February 26th. It's kind of remastered and everything. Metro Exodus. Okay. Sorry,
everybody in chat is trying to correct me on the whole free thing where they say 100% free. So, okay, but doesn't that still leave the door open to, sure, the first episode that they just showed us that is this is 100% free, but then they're going to sell more episodes. Like, don't you make video games to make money? Like, there's got to be a catch here somewhere. I mean, if it is 100% free, if it's like a one-off side story thing that's maybe trying to push back copies of Life is Strange, then great. But I still took 100% free to mean it's like a little teaser for something else. JD says it's a promo for Life is Strange 2. Okay.
All right.
Then fine. It's 100% free, one episode to lead into Life is Strange 2. Sorry, Loki. It's just attention to chat. They get their say.
They showed off a new trailer for Metro Exodus, which looked pretty cool. Kingdom Hearts 3 had a new trailer. Of course, you know, Metro's coming out February 22nd, Kingdom Hearts January 29th. They showed off, I don't know if they had mentioned it before, the Frozen world. So they have Frozen and stuff and all that.
Whoopee.
Yeah.
Well, but you know what, though? As much as I'm like, you know, I'm over Frozen, just like, again, getting to watch that in 4K, you can just see how fucking good it looks. Like, you know, with all the particle effects and all like the additional like kind of like neon and stuff they throw in it, like and the summons and the way that Wreck-It Ralph like looks like a digitized arcade thing, like it looks really good. Like the graphics have come so far from Kingdom Hearts 2. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They showed off there's two expansions coming for Sea of Thieves, Cursed Sails, and I don't remember the other one was called, but they have those coming out, the first one coming out in July. They showed off another trailer for Battlefield 5, which is the one that EA was telling you, hey, tune in for this, you know, peek at the blah, 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 blah storyline, you know, for the single player thing. And it was so brief, like, I thought they were going to do a deeper dive into it, but they didn't, so whatever. But what they did do a pretty deep dive into was Forza Horizon 4, which is going to be coming out in October. And what's kind of awesome about that, it's in Britain this time, and they have the different seasons. I don't know if that's going to sync with the actual seasons. Well, which, you know, part of the world is it going to sync to? I don't know, but it looked cool. I'm down for that. We Happy Few is going to be finished August 10th. And they, of course, announced that they had bought a bunch of companies.
This was the biggest news the whole night, in my opinion.
Yeah, so they, you know,
they acquired four and built one, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's huge. The fact that they have Ninja Theory, that's huge. Now, I kind of think this is something they should have done 2 or 3 years ago when they first identified that their exclusives were not really holding up next to Sony's as well. But I guess better late than ever. The problem is you're not really going to see the effects of this for another couple years, I don't think. And these new games that these companies are making. But, you know, no disrespect. I still think Xbox is in a much better place under Phil Spencer than it was previously. So, like, again, no hate. I'm just, like, it would have been really exciting to see this a couple years ago. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And then, of course, they showed off another trailer for PUBG. Then there was, like, a bunch of different announcements. So Tales of Vesperia Definitive Edition coming out this winter.
Also on the Switch, so.
Yeah. Tom Clancy's The Division 2, which, cool. Why, Ubisoft, why do you have to do the fake co-op chatter?
You know what, Logie? That fake co-op chatter is, like, the one time a year where I feel like I can actually hear people playing a game together online and treating each other with respect. It's like a nice change of pace where I'm like, wait a minute, like two women are playing this demo with two guys and like they're not being asked about their boobs. They're being treated respectfully. The guys aren't calling each other fancy ass guys. You know what I mean? Like everybody is being very respectful. And I'm like, I almost prefer fake dialogue planet. How do I get an account on Xbox fake?
All right. Well, whatever. They had a new trailer for Shadow of the Tomb Raider. They have a Session, which is basically standing in for Skate 4 because there is no Skate 4. So
there is no Skate 4.
No, there's Session.
And
now.
The new Tomb Raider, Lara Croft's No Good, Very Bad Day in Latin America.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we have a new MMORPG called Black Desert, which is supposed to be out this fall.
Okay, it's Black Desert Online is already on PC. Is that not the same thing? And they showed it last year, too, by the way. I'm just like, don't get me wrong. It looked really good because I remember last year going, wow, this game looks really good. And somebody tweeted me like, Black Desert Online is already on PC and it's not good. And I was like, oh, well, all right.
Aww.
Womp womp.
Then they had, of course, Devil May Cry 5, which they showed off. Cuphead and in the Delicious Last Course, which is DLC for Cuphead.
That sounds like fun.
And they have a new playable character, a female character.
What? And crying?
And crying. It sounds like fun and crying.
Yeah. Oh, Cuphead, of course. But work, Miss Chalice. There's a new character. There's Miss Chalice. So it's like Mugman with a bow in her hair. No, I'm just kidding. It actually was a totally fleshed out character. It looked great.
Yes. And then they had a game called Tunic, which looks like Zelda.
That was my second favorite thing. That was my second favorite thing they showed at the whole show. The Legend of Little Cute Fox thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jump Force, which is Shonen Jump stuff. It looked like a fighting game.
Anime is real.
Yes. I was looking at that one.
Yeah.
Dying Light 2.
Uh-huh.
Battletoads, like actually new Battletoads.
Okay, but they didn't show anything.
They didn't show shit.
They didn't show anything but say it's happening, and it had a sense of humor. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to have that confirmation of the thing that we've been saying should be happening for years. So,
Just Cause 4, which is awesome. That's coming out this year as well.
Yep.
And then this is where they started teasing all the Gears of War stuff. So they're like, oh yeah, we got new Gears of War. Gears of War Pop figure, the mobile game. And everyone's like, oh. And they're like, just kidding. We actually have a real Gears game coming out, Gears Tactics. And they're like, oh, well. And then they're, oh, just kidding, Gears 5. So, you know, there is a new Gears game coming, the three of them.
And they're going like a completely different direction with Gears with this. They switched the protagonist to, and you have to forgive me because I don't know my Gears characters as well. But the way it's set up, you're not playing as Phoenix. You're playing as the female in their group, who I don't know her name, so I apologize. But then it looks like her and one of the other guys that was kind of like the side character in the earlier games, this is their game.
Yeah.
So they go off together. So, and I'm all for strong female leads. So
yeah,
let's make those, you know, people that don't get it cry.
And that was supposed to be the end of the show. And then the one more thing, they showed off a trailer for Cyberpunk 2077. It looked fucking awesome.
That looked hot.
That does look pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that looked really hot. Especially, you know, if you don't know, that's being done by CD Projekt Red, who did The Witcher 3, and obviously The Witcher's before that. Witcher 3 is an extremely cinematic game. So now it's like, okay, instead of like the medieval setting that The Witcher games were in, now it's going to be like a cyberpunk setting. It has a really great look to it.
And then, of course, they were talking about Games Pass as well, which, you know, that's, you still get all these like first party games out day and date with like Crackdown 3 and Forza Horizon 4 are going to be coming out.
They're Netflix type of thing.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, since you went through it so fast, I did not get a chance to fanboy about Forza Horizon 4, but it looks so good. It looks so good. And, oh, my God, it was like one of those things. You know, I have my tweet deck up on one screen while I'm watching the press event on the other screen. And, like, as I'm watching the tweet deck go by, there's all these people that are like, yawn, car game, yawn, potty break, I got to go poop, it's a Forza game. And I'm like, if I knew where you lived, I would be banging pots and pans over your head while you sleep until you play Forza, because Forza Horizon specifically. Because look, I get it. I'm not super into the Gran Turismo games or even the mainline Forza series. The car sim games don't do it for me. But Horizon is like Mario Kart, but without the items. And it's like in a real setting with awesome like Euro rave techno stuff. And it's...
And
fucking
it's
great.
They have seasons now. So, like, they're showing off this one lake, and they're all, well, in the winter, it'll be frozen. You can drive over the lake. And
yes.
Yes. So, I'm down.
Locopoco says, I don't even like Forza games, but Forza Horizons look great. That is the correct attitude to have on my Twitter. Thank you very much. Okay. Everybody's backing up a little bit there.
And then, well, we're almost at conference
time. We got to wrap up.
So, but I just want to mention one last thing, because they did, like, talk about a bunch of games. PlayStation teased a bunch of stuff, but, of course, we have to talk about Tetris Effect.
Oh my God, like, can't
so pretty.
E3 is done. Tetris Effect, I am so here for it. Yay.
It's like Tetris getting the Luminous Effect.
Yes.
Mizuguchi, Tetris. Like, oh, and again, the people replying to that on Twitter, they're like, it's just Tetris. I'm like, I will cyberbully you. Like, I am all for treating people with respect and dignity online, but if you come after Tetris Effect, I will cyberbully you. I will. All right.
All right, let's do this.
All right, so we're going to have to switch over to Bethesda. So for the podcast listeners, we're going to get a little break. For those of you that are listening live, we're going to do a quick save break. You're going to hear some silence while we save. We will be right back. To register participation for this week's episode of Orange Lounge Radio at vognetwork.com,
use the passphrase, Coke.
Welcome back, everybody, to Orange Lounge Radio Live here during this special E3 edition. We just got done watching the Bethesda press conference. So for the live folks, you
Thanks.
Guys...
Video that's
actually,
playing.
Yeah, sorry. We have a... The joy of live radio is that we have our live thing playing. Okay, I just need to, like, turn off the system over here so that we get no more input from YouTube on auto-forwarding us to other streams. Anyway, so some of you were listening along. Some of you weren't. I saw mostly encouraging words there in chat on the commentary, but not everybody's into commentary, so some of you didn't listen to it, and that's fine. So let's talk a little bit about, especially for the sake of the podcast, folks, what we just saw. Although, before we get into that, let me quickly, what you may not have heard if you're listening on the podcast feed, during that time that Bethesda's thing was going on, Jamie had to bow out, so she is no longer here in the studio. But who is joining us in the studio is an old friend of the show, an old friend of mine, goes way back. We used to do some other shows together. Welcome back to OLR, everybody. Extrover.
Hey.
Hi, nice to have you here.
I'm doing... you didn't ask how I was doing.
Or how? When's Guys on a Show happening?
Oh.
That little thing. Yeah. No, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good, good. I'm great. You know, mm-hmm. Watching some video games.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Nice.
So, all right.
Fun time of the year.
It is. It's like the gamers Christmas in some ways, right? It's when we get to see what's coming out, not for holiday anymore, but for next year.
I know. Out. Yeah, mostly next year.
Yeah. All right. Let's run down kind of some of the things we just saw. So overall, what did you guys think of the Bethesda?
It was it really padded out.
Yeah, I don't know if it needed to be 90 minutes.
No.
But, you know, there was still some good stuff. It was interesting, and this is what I wanted to ask on the commentary feed that I said I'll wait and ask this on the main show. So we were kind of talking at the end there. So obviously Fallout 76 was one of the last things they showed, and so we got the confirmation that it's going to be like an online type of game. That's the direction it's going. So it's going to be a little more multiplayer, which looks really cool. You know, I never have gotten super into the Fallout games, but I imagine, like, if you are a fan of Fallout, like, this is probably like the type of thing you've been waiting a very long time for. So I know there's probably going to be a lot of happy people about that. And then I was kind of thinking, okay, well, that's where they're going to end it, right? Well, they didn't end it with that. They had this Elder Scrolls Blades that they showed off, which you were saying was originally a PSP thing.
I thought it was a PSP thing. I remember they were doing a PSP game, or they were trying to do a PSP game, but, you know, you just can't run the Elder Scrolls on a PSP.
Right.
So it just didn't turn out to be anything.
But so then they kind of had that going and they said, okay, this is going to be on mobile, it's going to be on Switch, consoles, it's going to be on virtual reality. Like, if it fucking has a screen, we're putting it on there. Almost an allusion to that little funny bit they did where they did Skyrim on the Alexa.
That was hilarious.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Does it have a mode to clean that shit up? That was my favorite line of the whole thing. So, but then, after that, they said, you know, we want to tease you about stuff out in the future, too, because I think they probably have a sense that we're all sitting here going, Elder Scrolls 6, Elder Scrolls 6, Elder Scrolls 6. So sure enough, they give us first a game called Starfield, which is it was nothing
a new
except
IP.
It's a space game, it's a new IP, that's all we know. And then there it was, the Elder Scrolls 6, but all we really saw was like a landscape.
Elder Scrolls 6 is coming after Starfield, so
some
2020.
Music. Yeah, well, not necessarily, because Starfield could be mid next year, and that, well, maybe not. You're
it's
right.
It's 2020.
It could be Elder Scrolls
or
6.
Or 2021.
Who knows? So anyway, what did you guys think of that concept of leaving us at the very end with a really big tease? And, you know, honestly, Microsoft kind of did this too when they said, we're working on the next Xbox. I mean...
Xboxes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay.
They said they're working on the next Xboxes, plural.
That was a little bit of a tease in itself too. I mean, we all know... these hardware things are planned years out. So, of course, Sony is working on PlayStation 5.
I see where you're going with that,
of course, they're so far. So, what do you think, though, about these extended teases? I mean, we're making all these jokes about how we're seeing games in 2019, but now these, like, final notes that we're getting left on these press conferences are, here's the long play.
Oh, I think it's designed for people, for the consumers to keep that in mind. It's, like, designed for us to be like, oh... Mm-hmm. I have a lot more to look forward to. So I need to keep subscribing to their newsletter.
Or just like, hey, you know, we've heard you. Yes, we're working on it. You know, you can stop asking us now. It is in development. It's just
true.
It's just a long ways out, you know, type thing.
But I mean, did they have to confirm that they're working on an Elder Scrolls game? Of course they're fucking doing Elder Scrolls 6.
I think they did.
Fucking morons not to be.
No, I think they still needed to. They needed to try to meet expectations.
Okay, for what it's worth, I'll give them this.
It's just like Metroid Prime 4 last year. Sure. All we saw is like, yeah, we're working on it.
I'll give them this. At least it was like Elder Scrolls 6 and not Elder Scrolls Forever.
Elder Scrolls, Funko Pop. Yeah.
You know, or something else. I mean, because...
But I think it's different than the Metroid Prime 4 because...
I feel like Metroid Prime 4 is happening this year. Like, I feel like it's not quite extended tease.
Hopefully, but I think the way it's different is that... I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for the Elder Scrolls fandom. But with the Metroid fandom, we were all, like, anxious because we thought Nintendo had given up on Metroid. Honestly, we didn't know for sure if it was in the cards, right? So that was like a big surprise. But did the Elder Scrolls community, like, did they ever doubt that another Elder Scrolls game was ever going to come out?
I thought for sure that they would do something like an Elder Scrolls 4 remastered or something like that, you know, just like,
yeah, I thought there'd be like an Oblivion remaster,
like a remaster, just, you know, bring it into the new engine.
There still could be. It's not something they need to announce months and months out, you know. Anything else you guys want to highlight from that conference that we saw? For those of you listening on the podcast feed, we will offer that comment. Some people, because we kind of got a little bit off topic in some places, so if you have an hour,
there
and a
half was much, much objectification of the developers by the males.
Yeah, Rob,
myself.
Why would you do that, Rob?
Anyway,
if you robbed me of.
If you want to hear that, that will be posted on our social media channels. This is an exclusive over at Twitter, twitter.com/OLR. It'll also be on our Facebook, facebook.com/OrangeLoungeRadio. And it'll be posted first in our Discord over at vognetwork.com/Discord. So check it out.
I think that the very first part of the whole conference should have just, like, they should have not done it. I mean, I get it for entertainment value. Yay, we have a big rock band. But you know what?
Yeah.
Nobody in the audience was excited. Yeah. They show the audience, and they're all, like, really old white nerds.
I just realized you are way louder than Jamie is.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. They're just like, you. Really sorry, sorry for the volume issues, guys.
Old white nerds sitting in there going, like, looking like they don't belong.
No, they're probably just like, dude, I came here to see video games, not watch Andrew WK. Not that, you know, we hate Andrew WK, but it's like, dude, come on. Like, let's just get the show on the road here.
To watch a concert or watch a, you know, a band play.
I thought it wasn't like, I thought the Rage 2 thing went on a little long.
Yes.
But it was,
it looks okay.
People excited for it, so whatever.
It's by Avalanche. They did, you know, they've done the Just Cause games. Avalanche actually, I'm sorry, I'm getting, my studio's confused here. I think they did, Avalanche was Just Cause and Mad Max. That or it might have been, what was the other one that was EA? I don't remember. No, that's Pandemic. Never mind. So, no, yeah, they did Mad Max and stuff. So it looks very much like Mad Max or like a Borderlands type game, just, you know, not with the stylized graphics.
Just a couple other quick things I want to hit, and then I'll open it up if you guys have anything you want to add. But Doom Infinite. So we have
Eternal.
Doom Eternal.
It's a stupid naming.
Insert forever synonym here. Like, it's the new rage in gaming. Okay, sorry. Doom Eternal. So they said that's a thing, but they didn't really show us. They said stay tuned for QuakeCon for more. So that was a little bit of a disappointment. But I guess it wasn't much more than they showed at the end there. But I mean,
they had to make room for Andrew WK. Right?
We knew that Doom would get a sequel, so that's not too surprising, and it's probably still a ways out.
They have
Wolfenstein
Youngblood, so it looked kind of neat.
Yeah, that's kind of like, looked like a little spinoff. It looked cool. And then that Elder Scrolls card game. It's coming to Switch, except they didn't really say that. You just see it in the trailer. They were very clearly playing it on a Nintendo Switch.
Right.
So it does seem like Bethesda is showing the Switch a lot of love. If you're a Nintendo fan, you're probably loving Bethesda right now because they also just put Fallout Shelter out right now on the Switch. So I bet there's some people probably off and downloading
right
it. Yeah. Fallout Shelter, they said, was now, right? Am I crazy? Didn't they say they were putting that out right
remember.
Now? I thought they did. So anyway. All right. And they're saying in chat over at live.vognetwork.com, SSU 100 Matt says, apparently Andrew WK did another concert after the show. Kaijudo in chat says E3 should be fun, not just trailers and predictable crowd reactions.
I know, but like with other, like they've done that before with, I don't know if it was Microsoft or Sony, they'll do like a musical number like either at the end, I think.
Yeah, do
and
it
that's
at the
fine.
End.
The end
do it
is
for the
fine.
Crowd
yeah, it's for the crowd.
To warm them up and everything. But like, you know, if you tell me to tune in at 6:30 to see game trailers, I want to see game trailers.
Or like if you're doing that concert where he's playing live, you know, playing the song live, do it to like gameplay video or something yeah. like that.
The thing yeah. is, I feel like it assumes that that things like that assume that all of us that like games like Rage also like that kind of music. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that kind of music. But yet I do like games like Rage. So for me, it's not entertaining. I don't care what people say. That's not entertaining. That's just padding the show and like saying, hey, we got this famous person. Like you know,
yeah,
love us because we're cool and hip, but we got the stupid heavy metal band.
It does like, hey, we got this famous person. Yeah. It's definitely, yeah.
All it's right. fine. Whatever.
Whatever. I would yeah. say overall, though, I do feel very positive on Bethesda. I do like that they were willing to tease past the next year. You know, and I kind of, you know, and I've talked about this on a previous OLR, like the movie industry, fuck, we know Marvel's plan for like the next 4 years.
Right.
So why doesn't the gaming industry, like, are they afraid that somebody's going to steal the idea or something? Like, I don't know.
Yes. So, yeah. I would actually say yes, because look at all these Battle Royale games coming out.
I guess that's true. But okay, for all we know, Elder Scrolls 6 is Battle Royale. We don't need mm-hmm. to necessarily know that tonight.
Elder Scrolls 6 should be multiplayer. That'd be pretty mm-hmm. awesome.
I don't want to even tease the potential that it could be, but it could be. All right. Anyway, moving on. Anything else you guys want to say on Bethesda?
No, I don't have anything. Right. It was all right. It just seemed like a bit slower pace this year, and they yeah. really dragged it out. I don't think it needed to be 90 minutes long. And I just felt last year they announced it was like more kind of exciting announcements. They had some that were pretty cool, but most of it was just kind of like, I'm bored.
Honestly, last year, because they did the whole Bethesda Land thing, and that was all really it was, you know, I felt like it was more concise. You know what I mean? It felt like everything was just like in this neat little package.
Yeah.
So yeah. we didn't have time to like pan or have those awkward moments because it was all like, you know, pre-done.
Yeah. Okay, so I am going to do our gaming weeks real quick here. I will ask Loki, can you be prepared to run through some headlines here in a moment, just as soon as we are done, so we can touch on some other things that have been happening during E3. We'll talk about our gaming weeks. A quick housekeeping thing, though, since Jamie did have to leave earlier than expected because we thought that thing would only be an hour and it ended up being 90 minutes, there's actually not going to be a classic game this week. So it's kind of a rarity in OLR history. So we're going to roll. She actually, I guess I could say this, she was going to do a peripheral tonight. So we will roll that over till next week, which is our big, and it's a good, knowing what it already is, it is a good one for the 16th anniversary of the show. That's all I'll say. It's a good choice for our anniversary, which is coming up next week. So we will, though, talk about our gaming weeks. So, Extrafer, I'll actually start with you. If you want to talk about any video games you've been playing, what are games you're enjoying
God.
Lately?
I
know you've been very busy preparing for your move, yeah. but surely you've snuck a game in here and there.
Right. So, you know, I'm addicted to Binding of Isaac, so really that's my go-to game to, like, just pick up and play, you know, and not worry about anything, like, you know, worrying about paying attention to story or anything like that. Just
right.
a pick up and play game. So I can spend hours in it. So that's pretty much what I've been playing. I did play a little bit of Overwatch on my Xbox. You know, I was actually testing. I was doing it to test out the Wi-Fi on the Xbox because we were putting, as everybody heard on the live on the Bethesda stream or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I am moving to North Carolina, so we've mm-hmm. had to unhook everything. And so because I unhooked the Ethernet cable, I was like, I wonder what the Wi-Fi is like. So I tested Overwatch and I ended up playing like 3 hours of Overwatch. And I'm like, oh my God, like you just can easily get sucked back into that game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I have a lot of games that I'm meaning to go back to, but I just haven't for whatever reason. I started A Way Out. I've been playing it with Flacco Jones, And we had a really good time playing that. So, but that's dependent on his schedule, you know, being available.
Right.
So, so we're not going to play. I'm not going to finish it until I know that he's available to finish it. So anyway.
All right. I'll talk about my game. Are we allowed to talk about where your man works, or we want to keep that off air?
Oh, I think we've already said he works for Ubisoft.
Okay. I didn't,
but so, he wouldn't talk. I obviously don't know. You
don't know what he's working on.
Well, I know. Well, it was announced today, Division 2.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, so you, yeah. So you knew.
So I know what he's going to be working on. I don't know the details or anything. But, but yeah, he got transferred. He was, so he worked for San Francisco studio Ubisoft.
Can see him in Rocksmith promo videos, if I remember right. Wasn't he?
Yeah,
in some of the
I
Rocksmith
think he's
promos?
In a couple. Yeah. He worked a lot on Rocksmith, and then he worked very heavily on South Park, The Fractured Butthole. And he,
Giggle every time. I know. I giggle.
And then he decided that, you know, Bay Area, expensive,
sure.
You know, hard to raise a family. We
sure.
eventually want to have kids. Mm-hmm. So he thought, you know, it might be a better idea to just try and get a transfer to the Ubisoft studio in North Carolina. And their name is Red Storm Entertainment. And they work on a lot of the Tom Clancy.
Yeah, I was like, they're the Tom Clancy studio, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So Division is the game that they work on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
They in tandem with Massive Entertainment. Massive is the main studio, and they're the ones in Sweden.
Okay.
Malmo, Sweden. So
nice.
Anyway. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. So cool. Well, if he ever wants to come via Skype and promote whenever the game's out, cool, cool. There's some fans of the Division in chat, so we'll see. Yeah. All right. Anyway. So let's talk about other gaming weeks. Loki, you want to talk about your gaming week real quick?
Yeah, I didn't play a whole ton of stuff. I played more Mario Odyssey, just still trying to get the rest of the Power Moons. So
oh,
I've been going
game.
Through all that stuff. I played more Pokemon Quest. I've evolved a few things on there now.
You play that more than anyone I know.
But it's such a grind, though. I don't know. It's all right. It's getting kind of boring. So like, I'll play it while I'm doing other things, because I basically it's on autoplay. So I just set it up, hit a button, and then come back in 2 minutes, and then it's done.
Really? That's how it plays?
Yeah, you can autoplay it.
Oh.
It nice. Plays like, I don't know if you've played a game like Nonstop Night or something like that, mm. where basically the character auto run, and you have the option to where you can control their special moves mm-hmm. to when they do them, or you can just autoplay. And I find that when I do the autoplay stuff, it ends up passing more levels than I do if I'm trying to control it. So I'm like, ah, fuck it, who cares? You know, just let it play itself.
Nice.
So I do that. And then what else? I think that's it. I downloaded a game called Totally Accurate Battlegrounds that looks fucking hilarious. Which, you know, by the same people that did Totally Accurate Battle Simulator and also Cluster Trucks and some other stuff. So definitely a game I want to check out. It was free for like 100 hours. And now you can get it for $5, but it's a battle royale game, you know, much like PUBG or something like that. But it's just it's its own unique spin on it, where it's just like really bad as far as like the physics and everything are just shit. The characters look like shit because they look like the Totally Accurate Battle Simulator characters. They have like these big bug eyes, and like everything's just really weird. You can do like gangster style where they'll beatbox and turn the gun sideways and stuff. They have guns that are like just enormous that will launch you across the map when you fire them.
What's this game that's out right now that is this, I'm wondering if it's the same game where you turn into a chicken when you get shot enough. I saw it being streamed on Twitch.
That
and
might
they make
be
this
it.
Like pakar, pakar, pakar. Like it's like horrible. It's like
that could be the same game. I don't yeah, know. It might
I don't
be.
Know.
I, that sounds like something they would do though.
I just saw it was the number one game streaming on Twitch because that ninja guy was playing it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It could be that. I don't know, but like it's a silly game. And they've done like other stuff. They did a game called Stick Fight that's pretty awesome. They have some pretty fun games that have come out, but I think that, yeah, that is, it sounds like it could be. I'm going to check real quick to see what was more popular games. No, they don't even have it on there, but yeah, it could be something that he played, but yeah, I probably will check it out. I watched some streamers play it, and it looked hilarious because you, like, you know how the normally, like, in Fortnite, if you drop out of this, you know, flying bus thing. Well, in this one, you're on the cluster trucks type stuff, and you get launched out and just, like, into whatever you aim at. And it is a little creepy, though, because they've got these giant blocks as the arena's closing in on you that, like, kind of ominously come down and just, like, crash in the ground and stuff. So it's pretty cool, but it's really funny. And then Pokemon Go, because they started that whole water thing, so mm-hmm. I've been getting my water Pokemon on. And, yeah, that's about it. A little bit of Angers.
That's it. That freaking water event's going on, and I still can't find more Lotads. That's, like, the one thing that you can, I don't want to say easily get, but I feel like the one, like, non-regional, non-legendary or whatever, the one thing I have left to get is, well, wait, I take that back, because I still don't have Lunastone. I have Solrock, but I don't have Lunastone, so I need one of those. And then I need that Lotad's final form. I have the second form, but I don't have the final form. Lombre is the second form, I think.
I've been getting a lot of Mudkips.
Yeah, no, there's tons of that. And then Surskit was one of the other ones I needed that I was missing, but I got that, because like, there's Surskits everywhere right now, so that was something I was able to do. So,
yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Talking about my gaming week, I'll keep it simple. I've also been playing Pokemon Go, obviously. Got sucked back into Heroes of the Storm. You know, that's one of those games that comes in waves. It's like my love of Blizzard stuff. It's like I play Overwatch for a couple weeks, and I play Diablo 3 for a couple weeks. Now it's Heroes of the Storm. I'm back on that bus. So I've been having fun with that. And, yeah, just checking out some of the character changes and leveling up my own characters. There's an event going on right now that's kind of fun. It's got, like, a luchador-themed thing going on. So I was able to get the little pictures and try to unlock some of the stuff that's themed. Like, my new little picture looks like a corgi in a luchador's outfit. It's amazing. So that was worth the event right there. Otherwise, yes, Bobby, after last week's show, I played Just Shapes and Beats with Bobby on stream, and that game was fun. I had a good time playing Just Shapes and Beats. Great music, great soundtrack in that game.
Is the Mortal Kombat theme in there?
Not that we found, unless it's like an unlock later down the line, but I have a feeling that was probably a license that cost him more money, so it's not in there now, unless one of you guys has unlocked it. Oh, apparently it is. It is the last unlock, says the chat. Oh, that's awesome that they made it in there. Okay, cool. So hopefully I'll get that far at some point. Nice. So besides that, I've been playing more Hyrule Warriors on Switch because I missed the boat when it was on Wii U and 3DS. So now I'm finally playing it, and that game is also a lot of fun. And then still some more Final Fantasy 14. Finally, I have not played with my buddy Shane online in months, and so we actually have been doing. For those of you that play Final Fantasy 14, we decided to do some of the Eureka leveling, which is like this separate kind of zone that has like a separate leveling for your character. And there's a lot of stuff in there that kind of reminds us of Final Fantasy XI, which if you know Shane and I's friendship, we played Final Fantasy XI online for years. Loki was a part of that too. So Eureka kind of has a lot of throwbacks to how XI works, such as like losing XP when you die and all that stuff. So,
no,
but it's separate from the other, like, that's the interesting thing that 14 does, because it did this in Deep Dungeon too, is that your XP in there is separate from the regular game XP. So it's kind of neat that they have all these other side things. But that's all I'll say about my gaming week. So again, follow us on social media, twitter.com/OLR. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OrangeLoungeRadio. We will be here next week for our 16th anniversary show, but we will not be here in 2 weeks. I will be off that weekend. I am going to be in Chicago seeing some of my friends out there celebrating my 40th birthday, if you can believe it, is at the end of the month. So we're going to be celebrating that. So anyhow, let's get into some headlines, some of the other things we have yet to talk about tonight. So we don't have a show roll tonight. We're doing this a little more free form. So Loki, do you have some stuff we can talk about, some talking points?
So we're talking about the big thing. So Valve.
Here we go. Sorry. Here we go. No, here we go.
So Valve, you may remember we talked a few weeks back how Valve was planning on banning these visual novel games because they were too risque for Steam.
Right.
So now basically they've decided that they're going to take a hands-off approach on it, saying that, hey, we've decided the right approach is to allow everything onto the Steam store except for things that we decide are illegal or straight-up trolling.
So the pendulum swung the other direction.
Yes, so swung the other direction. And so what did we get from that? Well, we got school shooter simulator, whatever that was, active shooter simulator. which ended up getting pulled off. Mm-hmm. And then the newest game of the week that people, you know, want to talk about that was totally a trolling game, mm-hmm. AIDS Simulator.
Mm-hmm.
And that also got taken off of Steam.
Well, I mean, at least they took it off.
Eventually.
Least, okay, they took it off, but how many...
But because of the outcry.
How many sold because some people will buy that shit because they like to troll... And so they want to bump that shit up in the rankings. And, like, people I knew were seeing that game as a recommended game because you like this mm-hmm. other stuff because other people were buying it. And Steam was happy to take a 30% cut of that stuff. Like,
they need to have less of a reactionary thing and be proactive.
Steam, Valve should fucking know better at this point.
Yeah.
Seriously, what the fuck is happening at Valve? It is
wow.
20.
Steam is coming from your head.
No,
right
20. It, no, but here's my point.
Yeah.
It is 2018. What the fuck is Valve doing right now? Yes, I know the actual answer is they're working on HTC Vive and VR, but like that is kind of like, in my opinion, that's kind of like its own little thing that's kind of like separate from
well,
the company
you can't
that
run
bought
a,
us
who's
Portal
running
2.
Storefront?
Okay, here's the thing, guys. The Valve that we all know and love, the cake is a lie. All that shit, 2011. Portal 2 came out in 2011. That was 7 fucking years ago. And look, I get they're working on this Vive stuff, they're doing this other stuff or whatever. But, like, Valve has been slipping, y'all. Valve has been slipping hardcore, and especially when it comes to Steam. Because you know what? The last interesting Steam sale was probably also in 2011. So, like, Valve, because they have the strong, dominant end of the market right now, feels like they can do this shit. And, like, look, I get that the bad games got pulled. That's fine. My point is, this whole cockamamie attitude of... And it wasn't just the fact that they were like, oh, we're going to allow everything on Steam. It was the way they delivered that message of, well, there should be some offensive things that should offend you. And if we're not, if we don't have that, then we're not doing it right. And I'm like, I would not walk into a store that sold that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So why am I going to walk into yours, you cocky fuck?
Yeah,
like,
they're trying to...
The thing is, Valve needs an attitude adjustment right the fuck now. And it is
to,
up to the people that... Sorry, Xfer, I'll let you have it. But it is up to the people that have been lifting them up for no reason over the past 5 years. And I say no reason because, again, okay, sure, maybe you like Dota 2. Maybe you're into the Vive stuff, whatever. You can lift them up on those platforms. But as far as Steam goes, Steam has been fucking slipping for several years now.
Mm-hmm.
The storefront is not as good as it used to be. The sales are not – like Steam sales are just kind of a meh now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like Steam's been slipping over the few years. And after this fuckery, I'm sorry, but like GOG, itch.io, Humble Bundle are all starting to look more attractive right now. So don't think you're fucking invincible, Valve. That's my point. Sorry, Xfer. Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to talk over you. I just wanted to say that – like when you get as big as Steam or you get as big as Valve, you can't just give up on responsibility. I think that they're trying to justify irresponsibility. That's all it is to me, you know. And I don't see people. I saw their announcement and I looked at the comments and they were horrible. They were like, "Yay, Valve, free speech." Come on, guys, with the free speech stuff. This has nothing to do with free speech. Has everything to do with being a good curator of content for your customers. And this is not good curation.
No one is preventing free speech by not putting your game on the Steam storefront. It's a fucking internet. You can put it anywhere you want.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you want to release AIDS Simulator in your stifling, stinky little black hole of the internet, then that's what the internet is for. Have fun. Actually, I don't even want to tell you to have fun. Just go fuck yourself, honestly. But you have your little space to go
but
do
like,
it in.
I don't understand. Like, the whole point, like, they made this big deal. Like, they're like, okay, we need to get rid of Greenlight because it's not working. But I think it was doing more. Like, so this filter that we had wasn't working. Let's just get rid of the filter. Like, how the fuck is that any better? Like, that doesn't make any sense. The filter is that, oh, we're charging $100 to submit a game, but you get it back, you know, if it sells enough.
They don't
want to
be responsible. They don't, and they don't want to hire a bigger team to be responsible either. They're a small team.
That is a big problem, too.
Yeah, they're a small team. Their customer service sucks.
Yeah.
Then stop letting so many games on your platform then, because it's drowning out all this
stuff. It is finally time for the rest of us to hold them fucking accountable. So that is why I'm here on the show today to say, because I've been accused of this in the past, and it will no longer happen, Valve does not get a free pass anymore. I don't fucking care if they have these gigantic sales or what have you. You know what? Everybody's got a fucking sale. This is the internet. GOGS has sales. Humble Bundle has sales. Valve does not get a free pass anymore because they are Valve. That is what I'm setting forth today. And that ties to this comment in our chat over at live.vognetwork.com. E3inator in chat says, Rob Roberts, really, if you get right down to it, Valve doesn't have to do jack shit. Why? Because they're making money hand over fist and laughing all the way to the bank. They can wipe their asses with $1,000 bills if they so choose. You know what? Not on my watch, Satan. We're done with that. And you're right. It has to start with the rest of us saying, you know what? There are other places to buy some fucking games. Nobody knows that better than you, Raginator. There are other places to buy games and find deals.
Yeah, the
make
attitude
Valve that, fight for first place.
The attitude that they could print money and they don't have to care is pointless to me. So that's the same thing as saying Martin Shkreli, you know, that guy who raised the pharmacy, you know, pharmaceutical drugs, is practically too rich to care, you know, whatever. But we all like rose up and said no. You know what I mean? And look where he is now. He's in prison.
I'm not saying Gabe should go to prison. I'm just saying...
No, I am. Gabe, I'm saying they should go to prison. No, I'm kidding.
I'm saying that, like, somebody at his level needs to come out and say, we fucked up.
Exactly.
I need that to happen.
They need to take... They
We like fucked this. Up, P.S., as an apology, Half-Life 3. Okay, I'll take the first part at least. All right. Anyway, Rama says in chat, when Valve brings us Half-Life 3, then I'll give a fuck. Bob Coffey says, it's time for GOG to shine. Bobby Blackwolf wants to point out, he isn't in prison for the drug stuff. He's in prison for tax evasion.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Karma is a bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't care what the actual circumstances exactly. was. We got mad at him, and he got, like, in trouble, and we're all happy about it.
All right. So anyway, I guess I don't need to keep going off, but that my point is, from now on, Valve needs to earn that number one spot, as far as I'm concerned, because I will be looking for where the deals on other games are. I'm not going to sit here and go, I'm going to delete my fucking Steam account, because you and I both know that's not true.
I got too many games to do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I've got too many games locked in there, and like if I want to play Civ 6, I'm going to have to do it on Steam, but I can sit here and go, I'm going to think twice before I just drop money on a PC game on Steam because it's on Steam and because, you know, of the fucking trading cards or whatever is keeping me on Steam. I'm going to start saying, you know, GOG, that's a thing. Humble Bundle, that's a thing. Itch.io, that's a pretty cool thing. And Battle.net, fuck it. Do you know how serious I am, everybody? I'm about to show you how fucking serious I am.
Oh, okay.
I'll update my Origin account.
No, let's not.
Oh no, bitch.
Let's not be too hasty.
I want you all to pay fucking attention. That's how serious I am. I'm going to update my Origin account.
Oh, but you were going to do that anyway when they brought out their next Mass Effect game, right?
Well, in 2025, Extifer.
Yeah, it was eventually going to happen.
Thank you guys for playing along in chat. Oh, shit. Now let's not go overboard. No, I'm fucking
Next
serious.
Next thing you'll be telling me that you want to reinstall Uplay or something like that.
I forgot about it. You know what? And if Uplay's got a deal, I play.
I'm a proud member of Uplay. And I'm biased.
You biased.
Yeah, biased.
All right. Anyway.
To be fair, to give them props, I do like the fact that you can earn like points or achievement points or whatever to like get free shit in other games.
Yeah, I like
that. So I like too. That. Yeah. But that's the only thing I like. I fucking hate everything else about it.
I was about to be like, oh, I love that too. Which ones do you play? my whole like thing.
Give us another headline because I hate that I'm the angry bitch tonight. This is your role, Loki.
I'm sorry.
He's handpicking the stories that'll piss me off.
Pokemon Let's Go, Pikachu and Eevee require an online subscription. Of course, because it's Nintendo and they want to sell that subscription.
Oh, it's Nintendo's new thing. That kind of actually does surprise me.
Isn't it a single player game?
Yeah, I was under the impression it was going to be a single player thing. Does it only require the online thing for like trading with... Maybe it needs it to access Pokemon Bank. Well, wait a minute, though. It's not a mainline game. So you wouldn't.
It says it will
Pokemon
have
Bank.
Online play functionality, battling, trading with other players over the internet.
But will the entire game require Is this going to be another Nintendo thing? Unclear.
I think he just said it. Like, I think that's what there are some things in Pokemon games you go online for, trading, right, battling, etc. You want any of that?
I'm over like paying for the subscription. It's $20 a year. I don't fucking care. I spend more than that.
Show of
like,
hands, is anyone
lunch.
Not buying the Nintendo thing?
I know.
I'm totally buying the Nintendo.
Loki is buying the Nintendo thing.
It's $20 fucking.
I mean, that's like a couple of meals.
And we haven't when Tuesday happens and they announce everything that's coming with it, I think we'll be all like done.
Okay, let me put it this way. The only reason why I'm still giving them shit about it is because I don't want to just like them go, oh, well, it's only $20. Well, but that doesn't give you an excuse to not do anything for that $20 other than, oh, well, now we're letting you play online, even though we just did let you to do that earlier for free. But
I'm going to give him a chance on this whole new virtual console thing.
We'll see. Crossing my fingers we'll it's not going to suck.
We'll see.
I have mod chips if that's not the case, but that's, you know.
All right. Tuesday's coming.
Yes.
There'll be a lot more coming on Tuesday.
Taiko Drummaster.
I'm just going to say. The one thing I hear consistently from more casual, but I bet a lot of you fit in this category too. The one thing I hear consistently about Tuesday is this. I hope Nintendo announces a new, anyone want to fill in the blank? The number one thing I hear from casuals.
F-Zero.
No, from casuals.
Pikmin.
No.
Mario game.
I hope Nintendo announces a new.
Wait.
It would be something that would completely, people would throw that $20 down in a heartbeat.
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing. Oh, I want a new Animal Crossing.
Oh, God damn it. I hate Animal Crossing.
Do you, or do you hate to love it?
Yeah. I hate it.
I hate that every version of Animal Crossing that comes out has less features than the one before it.
I do want to.
And by less features, I mean none of them have virtual console games in there.
I do want to give JD a cookie in our chat room because he answered. I love that the chat jumped in. JD said, "New IP." I will give you a cookie for that. The good news is I'm going to give you a cookie. The bad news is it's oatmeal raisin.
I want Excite Bike to come back. That's what I would shell down money. Excite Truck.
Yes. None of this Excite Bots bullshit. That was... No, you should never have to play mini games in the middle of a fucking race. That is dumb. That is dumb shit.
Excite truck,
though.
All right. Act Deft is getting angry over here because you started to say Taiko Drummaster and I cut you off.
Sorry. Taiko Drummaster, the Nintendo Switch version, it's coming to Asia in English on August 9th. So, yes, you may not necessarily get it in North America, although I thought they were going to release it over here as well. But they're going to be doing an English patch for free on August 9th. So remember, the Switch is region free. So if you want it, you can import it.
You know what games I like better than Taiko Drum Master are the Persona dancing games.
There's a lot of those games coming out.
Oh, I know. I mean, Persona Dancing All Night, Persona 4, I platinumed that.
Why can't we have both, Extrover? Poor K. No.
Well, I'm just saying I like it better. I can have both.
All right.
There's a new unannounced Diablo game coming thanks to a development job listing. That's all we know. But there's hope.
It's
kind of obvious.
I'm going to be so erect at BlizzCon if they announce Diablo 4.
That's another one where I assume that they have been working on something.
Well, since the Necromancer didn't end up being an expansion, mm-hmm. then I'm assuming Diablo 3 is done. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be another Diablo expansion. It could be this Switch thing that maybe would be the way to do this new Diablo 3 expansion. But there's a part of me that says, you know what? They're just going to whip out the number 4. Why not? Diablo 3 kind of had that cloud over it ever since the beginning with the auction house and all other stuff. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a great game now, like, you know, because Diablo is a console and PC thing for them, it doesn't necessarily have that exact same sort of, like, foreverness that Overwatch does. Although, I mean, I don't know. The rifts and stuff are still interesting. I still play them. Why not? Let's do Diablo 4. The only thing that's weird about Diablo 4 is that, like, Blizzard hasn't done, like, a sequel game in a very long time. Like, the last sequel game I can think of was probably, when was StarCraft 2? Because I think it was Diablo 3.
Yeah, Diablo 3.
So that's the only weird thing about it, is that, like, Blizzard isn't exactly known for cranking out the sequels these days.
And when they do announce it, it takes a very long time for them to get.
Yeah, it's true. They'll announce it now, and then it's really out in 3 years.
Right.
So we'll see.
Oh, shit. You know, I just realized something, which is, makes the Square Enix thing very exciting tomorrow. They have that Marvel project.
They do have that Marvel project.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I think
that's a good chance that we're going to see that Marvel project tomorrow.
I can't wait. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, the rumor with that Marvel project is a reboot of Marvel Ultimate Alliance, which I am totally down for.
Oh, interesting.
Ultimate Alliance is fucking awesome. So
those games weren't like bad or needing a reboot, but I guess then again, they do this all the time with games. They just kind of start over from...
Maybe it could be just similar, like a similar type of gameplay or something.
Could be.
I'm down. That's cool.
Sure.
Hitman 2 is something that's also going to be probably shown off as
Sony
well.
Sony confirmed that, I think. Sony confirmed Hitman 2, I think.
Yeah, so they've got that coming out, and they've got this collector's edition with a rubber duck. That's kind of cool. What else? We have the lineup for Sega and Atlas. So they're going to be showing off Shining Resonance Refrain that's coming out on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Team Sonic Racing, which is also on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Valkyria Chronicles 4 on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and the Switch. And Yakuza Kiwami on PlayStation 4. And then one thing that they'll be showing but that won't be playable there is Total War 3 Kingdoms on PC. And then I want to say that there was another, like, Catherine Full Body was something else that was being announced. And then,
I feel like that Catherine thing they'd already announced, though.
And then,
that was a PSX reveal or something, wasn't it?
Maybe. And then, Atlas, they've got some more stuff that they said they found, including, you know, they found websites for Persona 3 Dancing Moonlight and Persona 5 Dancing Star Knight. And of course those have been confirmed.
And both look amazing.
So neat. Let's see what else we got here.
While you're looking, I'm going to go ahead and open up the Skype line. If anyone does want to give us a call, Orange Lounge Radio, all one word at Skype, on Skype. If you want to talk to us about anything E3 that's already happened or that's going to happen, maybe you have some things you want to talk about with Sony or Nintendo tomorrow. Let me ask Extifer, because we don't get to hear from you a lot here at OLR, but I know you're a big gamer. What do you hope for from Sony and Nintendo the rest of this week?
I'm looking forward most out of all of E3 for the Death Stranding stuff.
Oh, okay.
That is tomorrow, most def.
Yeah.
Gameplay, finally?
Yeah,
I'd be as satisfied with another trailer, honestly. I could just eat that
stuff. I'd love to see the game.
It'd be great. It'd be great. But you know what? If there's another trailer that is also very cryptic, I'll watch it for days, but be angry that we didn't get gameplay at the same time. But when it comes to Nintendo, obviously, I think it would be Metroid Prime 4.
You're a big fan of Metroid Prime.
Yeah, I love Metroid anything. But yeah.
I'm hoping for Mario Maker.
I would like to see a Mario Maker port too. I feel like I'm in the minority.
I just wonder how. I mean, I get how it would work on the docked, but it'd be kind of more clunky compared to using it portable, right?
Yeah, but there's no reason you can't create portable and then play docked.
Right, that's true.
Part of the fun of Mario Maker is playing
here's
the crazy fucking stages.
Here's what I can see, too. Mario Maker, like that. But here's the twist. It's two-player because the Switch has two, like maybe co-op or something like that.
What a twist.
Split screen.
Yeah, because you know they're going to want to use their two-player gimmick thing that they have going on, co-op.
Like that.
I don't think there's any. I'm pretty sure they won't show anything else with Bayonetta 3, but maybe there might be another
little teaser.
Yeah, maybe another morsel or something.
Let's get to the phones. We got a call coming in. Let's do it. Hi, you're on Orange Lounge Radio. Who's this?
Hi, yeah, this is Reginator.
Hey, Reginator, what's up, buddy?
And not a whole lot. Well, since the topic of tonight is pretty much solely E3, I thought I'd chime in on that.
Go ahead.
Sorry if I'm a little measly today. I'm sick as a dog, but
go ahead.
Take what I'm about to say with a little bit of a grain of salt, because unfortunately I missed some portions of the conferences because I was supposed to be out and about. But based on what I did see, overall, now I was pleased with what I saw. Now, if I were to be nitpicky about one thing, it's that while I kind of saw this coming, in the back of my mind, I was kind of sort of hoping that I would hear about a new Magic the Gathering game that was in the works.
That's something up your alley.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know me. I talk about those Magic the Gathering games all the time. In fact, the newest one, Magic Duels, came out, I believe, in 2014 or 2015. And that was like 3-4 years ago. So I think we're kind of overdue for a new one. And now, granted, it's not as popular as, say, Gears of War, Halo, or Mass Effect, but it does have a pretty strong following, so
sure, of course, yeah. With the trading card game and everything, of course.
Yeah, and plus, not only that, but granted, it's not as extensive as the actual card game, but at the same time, it's a whole lot cheaper than going out and getting the booster packs and trying to buy the rare cards individually. You'll save a lot of money that way. So that's why I love the game myself, so I loved it, everything else, the talk about Doom, the Fallout talk,
Let me ask you this question, Raginator, because there's a comment in our chat where Kaijudo says, take it from a guy that plays a lot of card games, there are so many better games than Magic. Well, I mean, opinion is a big thing, but I'm curious, Raginator. Like, especially because, we're talking about Bethesda. Bethesda does have their Elder Scrolls-based card game. Do you ever try some of the others?
No. Honestly, yeah, really. I mean, the main reason why I got into the Magic the Gathering video games is because I've been involved with the card game way back when I was in high school, back in the Stone Age, so I'm already familiar with concepts and the mechanics and this and other. And plus, now there's the whole nostalgia thing for me. So I'm not saying that these other games are in any way, shape, or form bad games. I'm not saying that. If other people
I totally get it. It's like me and Elder Scrolls Online when we were talking during the thing. It's like I just tend to gravitate towards Final Fantasy 14.
It's your comfort zone.
It's my comfort zone. It's not that Elder Scrolls Online is bad. It's just it's the game that other people like. Mm-hmm. Some people like action movies. Some people like comedies. Some people like
there's
to
there's a lot of people that don't understand my love for Binding of Isaac, but it's my comfort zone. It's my game of choice.
You gotta like what you like. It's cool.
Yeah,
I'm curious if you do the experimenting with the other games, that's all.
I did manage to get a free copy of Gwent through GLG, but honestly, let's be honest here, I haven't even installed it yet. I haven't fired it up yet.
It happens.
And in all honesty, no, I probably never will. I'm not saying that these other card games are in any way bad. If you other people love
There's
them.
Just only so all much more time in a day. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. All right. Well, I'm probably going to free up the lines that way. Yeah, if someone else wants to call. But have a nice night.
Thanks for the call. Take care, buddy. Bye.
Yep.
Such a nice guy, that Raginator.
Orange Lounge Radio, all one word, if you want to give us a call.
For such a testosterone filled name.
Like Rage?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just one of those ironic.
It's like a sweet teddy bear guy.
It's one of those ironic names, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe like he's like Terminator. He terminates the Rage. The Rage stops here.
Exactly. I think that's what he was going with.
Perhaps. Yeah. Loki, any other headlines you want to run down with us?
Final Fantasy 15 is getting mod support on PC, or I should say it has mod support on PC now.
Oh, like official mod support.
Like official mod support.
So, like, now we can
there's
have
already
nudie
pictures,
mods officially.
There's pictures of Keyblades and Thomas the Tank Engine.
I feel like we knew this was coming because I remember this guy, the guy behind Final Fantasy 15.
Don't make
saying,
nudie mods.
Don't make, please, we're just going to ask the community nicely to not make the nudie mods. And, like, within 30 seconds, the nudie mods were here. If not, look, and if you're not into dudes, I'm sure they've got a Sydney, like, and the Dragoon, Ariana, what was her name? The Dragoon lady. I'm sure they get naked too. So whatever you're into.
And Valve is just like, whatever the fuck you want to do, you know, just don't troll people.
Okay. Yeah. Valve and I are fighting right now, so I don't care what they're
doing. This is a very sensitive subject.
Valve can go do whatever they want in their corner right now, where I'm just side-eyeing them.
Speaking of mods, of course, you know, with the emulated version of Breath of the Wild, people have modded Mario and Bowser in there. Because why not?
Well, why not?
Because you can do all that kind of shit.
You sure can.
Yeah. I don't know if we talked about this or not, but there's a new game streaming service, I guess they're saying, with Facebook, Facebook.gg.
Oh, yeah. This is like their answer to Twitch and Mixer and all that stuff. They're doing this Facebook GG.
Are we still mad at Facebook right now? Or are we on a cooling off period?
Facebook is like that person you hang out with that you know is nothing but drama and trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But like once in a while, like they're cool. So it's like you're guarded when you hang out with Facebook.
Facebook's kind of like the friend that I never really... It's more of an acquaintance, not a friend.
Yeah, I feel like Facebook doesn't need to be in this space. There's a lot of spaces Facebook is getting into where I'm like, Facebook, I think you should just stay out.
Exactly. It's trying to be a jack of all trades, but it's really horrible.
Game streaming is one of them.
Yeah.
It's just, it's like, it's not going to happen.
I don't know. I just read an article recently about...
I say that, but I think actually it, because so many people are glued to Facebook, it's going to pop up in people's feeds so easily, you know?
I read an article recently about how they questioned Mark Zuckerberg on, you know when he was being questioned by Congress,
uh-huh.
About the shadow profiles, about how they make profiles for people that don't even have Facebook accounts.
Yeah.
And I was like, that really rubbed me the wrong way. And his answers were not very reassuring.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, wow, this is like, so I don't feel like I can trust them. You know what I mean? In fact, I went into their privacy settings just recently, which basically their UI is so convoluted.
Yep.
I mean, we all know this, right? Yep. But I was trying to go into every single Facebook privacy setting, which is like a headache in itself, and turn everything off because I don't want to allow anything. But even that, I don't trust. Because they don't have that there. So why would I trust them with a streaming thing?
Yeah. Like, honestly, my biggest comment with this is I will still be streaming on my Twitch channel over twitch.tv/RobRoberts. Go give me a follow, please. That's really all I have to say.
And not that Amazon is really that much better, but no, I'm kidding.
At least I feel like Twitch, for the most part, when they have issues, they're really good at resolving them quickly and doing better, you know? And maybe it wasn't always that way, but like lately, you know. So I enjoy being a Twitch streamer, you know, when I have the time for it, which isn't all the time, but when I have the time for it, I enjoy it. So and honestly, if Twitch wasn't around, Mixer's not bad. There's a lot to like about Mixer. So I wish I had the time where I could do a stream here and there, you know, but I don't have that kind of time, sadly. But I watched the Xbox thing on Mixer today, and it looked great in 4K. So, because my monitor on my computer is 4K, so it looked great.
I watched it on YouTube because I was out and about when it was going on. I forgot it was at early on.
No, it was a weird hour.
They always do their concerts. I'm not talking about Bethesda. They always do their conferences early in the day, right?
Well, it's early for us.
Right.
But it was 4 o'clock on the East Coast, right. So a little more.
So maybe they're just trying to be friendly to the East Coast.
Yeah.
Sony always does them like 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
Also, right? Not just us, but Europe, that would have been 9 in the evening in Europe. So let's not forget Microsoft's a global thing. So it makes a lot more sense for them to go so early. So that way it's, you know, because when Sony does their thing,
it's always later.
That's going to be like 2 in the morning for Europe. So that's not as nice for them. So that's part of the reason why, you know, there are morning press conferences with E3.
But I think that maybe Sony has it in their mind, you know, well, this, you know, E3 is for primarily like North American announcements, whereas Gamescom is like more Europe, you know?
Yeah. At least Sony kind of gives a little bit to Gamescom too, you know?
Yeah. because they have those like E3 style press conferences. Plus, they have PSX too.
And you know what? I think for Sony, more the thing they have to consider is Japan. And so for Japan, it is the morning when mm-hmm. Sony goes. So I think they all just kind of have to consider, like, you know, because you can't do anything that's going to be a great time for Japan, the U.S., and Europe. So you just kind of have to pick two.
I just assume E3 has already happened because Japan is in the future.
Yes. All right. Oh, back to Loki. See if there's any other stories you want to cover.
I was trying to find out what happened with the Devolver Digital thing. All I know is it involved a physical loot coin that you can buy for a very large amount of money that keeps changing price. I'm not really sure what else.
I am so wanting to see this.
Everybody in chat was screaming about Metal Wolf Chaos, I guess was the thing there.
That was rumored to be something that they were going to be bringing out.
Devolver Digital was my highlight last year. They were like the best.
It made no sense. It's like Tim and Eric.
They're kind of like the frat kid game company in some ways.
Yeah,
I
but
don't know.
You have to admit it was funny last year. It was
I didn't
funny.
Watch it. We were doing this show.
You didn't watch the stream of it?
What no. If they showed any more? There wasn't there. There's a new Serious Sam game coming out.
I don't know, but the actual that you have to watch that, Rob, if you've never watched it. It's really funny.
Sorry, that was my Google chat that just went off. Cause
again?
I know. It's like, God, I think it's safe to keep it open so I can have a show roll up. Well, to be fair, we didn't have a show roll tonight. We just had an email, so that's why I had it up. So.
Oh, the irony.
Anyway. And you know what the funniest thing about it? That was a message from Alan going, what are you doing? What do you think I'm doing? He also knows that the show lately has been wrapping around 8:30, so he's probably curious if we're done yet or not. But I think we are about winding
down.
Yeah,
I think
here.
We've run out of
all right.
some stuff to talk
okay.
about.
Okay,
right
we've
now.
Run out of steam.
Well, we haven't run out of steam, but there's like Dead or Alive 6 revealed trailer. I mean, there's a lot more we'll be talking about, I'm sure, after everything's done.
Yeah, next week's going to be crazy because we're going to have Sony and Nintendo to talk about. So happy E3 week, everybody. Try not to be too cynical. Not everything sucks. There should be something you enjoy this week. So I hope you. I know. Hey, I got Tetris Effect. If nothing else,
I'm
have Tetris
telling
Effect.
You that is. And do you have by the way, just for shits, do you have the Tetris Effect when you play a prolonged amount?
Oh,
of
do
time?
I suffer from? Do yeah. do I? Oh.
It's not. You don't suffer from it, but it's something that a lot of people have, and I do.
I get it with other video games.
Really?
Yeah, I'll dream about other video games like that.
Well, no. I mean, that's one thing.
Isn't it kind of the same thing?
Well, I think it goes. It also goes into the fact that when you play something like that with like basic shapes for a long period of time,
mm-hmm.
Then you actually, when you close your eyes, you almost see it in your head, and that's what happens to me. It's called the Tetris Effect.
With all the music games I've played over the years, like I've totally seen falling notes.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what it. That's the Tetris Effect.
Yeah.
And that's the actual official name of that phenomenon.
Yeah.
So that
no, that trailer was so cool. The way they did that. Yeah, like it pisses. Again, if you're one of those people out there on Twitter that's like a fucking Tetris game that should be gonna like, do not
oh,
let me.
Fuck you, Tetris is the best game in the world.
Seriously, I will cyberbully you. Like, you think Steam got it bad tonight? Just wait until I find out where
There's
you are.
There's a reason why they keep re-releasing that game. It's because it's Tetris, a tried and true formula,
exactly.
And it works.
Seriously, the first time I played Luminous, my reaction was, man, can you imagine if they made like a Tetris game like this? And like, we're fucking getting it. So sit down, shut up.
And eat
your rice. I don't know.
I said
it's
eat pie.
It's not coming to the Switch, though, which is unfortunate.
It's exclusive.
Not out the gate. Yeah,
right,
I think
now
it's
exclusive for Sony.
That Luminous reboot, though, is out at the end of June.
This is true.
So that'll be, and that is on the Switch.
I just like the soundtrack for Tetris Effect.
I just want everything to be on Switch because I wish it was more powerful that they could put more.
Did you notice though that Microsoft kind of snuck that in there where they were like, you can play on your phone? And even though I know we're all laughing at that, like, haha, I feel like that was kind of like their way to say, like, well, you know, you can play anywhere on Microsoft too. It's just a little different.
Yeah.
I get it.
A little bit. I get it.
But I appreciated that Microsoft is kind of trying to slyly go, you know. Anyway, going to chat. SG100 Matt, I like this little piece of positivity here. We get tied up in winners and losers of E3. when in reality, the winners are all of us gamers and the losers are the hate-filled people who want to put down others and make gaming an unhealthy place for everyone. Be a winner, folks.
Aww, like if that. We could bake a cake.
Winners don't use cynicism.
Yeah.
FBI warning. 2018.
Follow your dreams.
That's right.
NBC star, shooting
star.
Let's
see. E3inator in chat says Tetris is overrated, Rob Roberts.
Okay.
You want to talk about reading? Let's talk about reading.
Look,
aren't you the
bitch.
Guy? Aren't you the guy that just called into the show to talk about Magic the Gathering?
I can see why where he got his name. He's enraging us.
All I'm going to say. That's Look, all I'm going to say.
You're not the nice little guy that called in earlier. I gave you all those compliments, and now I think you're shit. I'm kidding. You're not shit. You just have an opinion.
You
a wrong
some,
opinion.
Yeah, you just have some really bad opinions.
I mean, we all sometimes have incorrect opinions, and it's just about, you know.
And I kind of like Magic the Gathering, but like the old school like card game the most. Like, nothing beats the card game.
You know, Matt, my boyfriend, he likes Magic the Gathering. He used to like it a lot. He doesn't play it now, but, you know.
I used to play
He has
the shit
a ton of
it.
Old cards in his...
I used to play in high school, and then I found out one day we were completely playing it wrong. The rules of the game are kind of complicated. Like, now you've got YouTube's tutorials and shit and computer games to help you understand the rules of Magic the Gathering, but, like, trying to read it out of a book, like, we were playing it
what
wrong.
What I want
to
know is, where does the title, like, why is it called The Gathering? Like, what do you gather in it? Do you gather magic?
Or yes,
like,
you tap your
like
lands.
Magic
you the tap your lands.
Is it magic?
Tap the land, bitch!
Listen, is it magic, comma, The Gathering?
No.
Like, is Magic the title
Imagine
of the gathering?
Magic colon the gathering.
Oh, Magic colon. I want to know what caused the original people to come up with this title. Magic colon the gathering.
Because
is Magic the IP and the gathering is the name of the game?
Look, listen. You gather the magic to summon the monsters while you tap the lands. Why is it so complicated? That's the game's core mechanic.
Yeah, but when you think about it, though, I know I just wish
I agree with Dungeon Buster. Dungeon Buster says Magic colon the Gathering sounds dangerous. We're gonna leave it at that. That was a joke I knew Xtra would like.
Yeah, I like that joke.
All right, anything else to share with us, Loki? Or are we shutting it down?
Yeah, we could shut it down. I was just checking the Wikipedia page for Magic the Gathering to see if they had an explanation.
I see.
Explain yourself.
You know, I'm glad I can provoke these moments of, you know, education. It's what I live for.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. So here you go. Here we go. Let's explain what it was. So the game was, it says, while the game is simply called Magic through most of playtesting, when the game had to be officially named, a lawyer informed them that the name Magic was too generic to be named. Mana Clash was instead chosen to be the name used for in the first solicitation of the game. However, everybody involved with the game continued to refer to it as Magic. After further consultation with the lawyer, it was decided to name the game Magic the Gathering, thus enabling the name to be trademarked. So that's why they don't just call it Magic.
Interesting. But you know what? Mana Clash sounds...
You can't trademark Magic.
Mana Clash sounds most like...
Mana Clash sounds like an 80s synth-pop band.
But it also, in the context of today's, you know, media and everything, it sounds like a generic mobile game.
It probably is a game called Mana Clash on the store right now.
And it's probably a match 3 game. Mana Clash!
All right. Anyway... we're going to wrap things up. Extrovert, the chatters are loving you tonight. SJ100 Matt says, don't be a stranger. Call in when you get settled in. You're missed here. And Dungeon Buster said, thank you for guesting. SJ100 Matt is suggesting that you should have a... Oh, I don't know about this. I don't know about this. But he's suggesting you should have a segment called Hot Game Developer of the Week.
You know my habits when it comes to podcasts. I'll always miss that.
I know. It's just like, he'll do it for 12 weeks.
Yeah, and then it'd be like, oh, it like 5 weeks later, it's like, you're like, do you want to do it again?
Look, guys, there's something about the guys on the show. I think the revival went for like 12 episodes, right?
Right.
Pokestop Podcast went for 12 episodes. Shaking and Crying, we have 13 episodes and we've been off for 5 weeks.
Okay, so it's you. It's your fault.
I think it might be.
You're the constant in this.
All right, no, but problem. I no, because I'm going to...
No, I'm going to own up to the guys on the show. But
But
most
and I am trying to get Victoria in gear for us to move again. And it is partially my fault why we put it on a stop for a while. It's
most
my own fault.
Revivals only last 13 episodes. Roseanne. So
yes, yeah. But that's because
the last time I checked, okay. I don't post stupid shit on my Twitter.
I have something to say. Like
no, Shaking and Crying is coming back. It's just you notice it's been a little bit. So some of you might think it's been ending, but as long as Victoria isn't stopping, we shouldn't be stopping. Anyway, sorry.
Oh no, I was just gonna say. You know, I by the way, people that have listened to the show know I take Ambien. Mm-hmm. I'm a friend to the Ambien. Right. I speak Ambienese.
Right.
And so I have taken it for 13 years on and off.
Do you play with Amiibo on Ambien?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I play with my Amiibo on Ambien.
Right.
I'd like to play with some of those guys on Bethesda. Anyways, beside the point. But what I want to say is never have I ever wanted to post a racist tweet on Ambien. Just gonna make that clear,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
okay, just so that's clear.
You've never been compelled to just
no,
get
no,
on
because
there and
the thing about Ambien is you still know for right from wrong when you're on it, so you're not gonna do things that aren't you.
It's like you're not allowed to murder somebody and then be like, the Ambien made me do it.
So let's say
like
that
guns
I did
don't kill people, Ambien kills people.
Exactly. So let's say that I did make a racist tweet on Ambien.
Uh-huh.
That would mean I'm a racist.
Uh-huh.
Connect the dots there, Rob.
I kind of already did. Yeah,
okay, good.
Like Roseanne, she's canceled. Like literally and figuratively.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't like the show anyways. It came on. I was like, this is just too much propaganda bullshit nonsense. It's just,
it
like,
got
way
got
too
so
political.
Bad. It got so bad, in my opinion.
Like, I'm like, this isn't funny anymore.
Anyway, wow. So this is not the Roseanne podcast.
No, it's not. It's not. So I think we're ready to wrap up. Bobby Blackwolf in chat says, you have said stupid shit, Rob, like Super Metroid is better than Chrono Trigger on your Twitter. So that's hate speech. Well,
I mean, when you're going to spill
facts
the
are
truth.
Facts, America.
Honestly, I can't judge Chrono Trigger. I never played it.
Here's the thing. I always get shit over that line, which I'm going to stand by. Uh-huh. I'm going to stand by. You can put it on my fucking tombstone. Super Metroid is the greatest video game ever made. Here's the thing, though. When have I ever said Chrono Trigger is a bad game? Like, and that's the whole thing. This is like gaming in a nutshell. Can't we just enjoy both?
Or
can't we enjoy both?
But what if you did think...
Isn't there room in your collection for both?
And also, if we're going to go further... What if you did think Chrono Trigger was a bad game? What does that matter? You're not actually destroying world peace. That's just your opinion.
It's true.
Yeah.
Lavos destroyed world peace.
Yeah. I don't
I
care.
Didn't do shit.
I don't care if you don't like my favorite things, but like, I mean, I might get a little irked and be like, well, they're stupid.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't actually.
That's like when you talk shit about Forza Horizon 4. I'd be like, that's your wrong opinion. But go ahead.
Well, it's kind of a derivative game.
You know,
yes.
Those cars.
I think you meant to say a deriving
wheels.
Game. It is a deriving game.
A deriving,
and you
yeah.
derive in the winter and the summer and the autumn. And we're going to leave it at that before I'm going to put you in Valve's corner.
Nobody belongs in that corner except for Valve, Rob.
Nobody puts Valve in a corner.
Yeah. Nobody wants to put Valve in a corner.
This hurts me more than it hurts you, Valve. Are we done? Can we sign off now? All right.
Yes.
That's it. We're going to be back in another 7 days to do this all again without Xfer. No, but thank you. No,
sorry, guys.
I appreciated you being here. You're a lot of fun, as always. Do you have anything you want to plug? Like things that people should follow you on if they miss you?
You know, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm Gamer Extifer. It's G-A-Y. Why do I always have to spell this stuff?
Well, because there's...
Well, Extifer is E-X-T-O-F-E-R. It's not X-T-O-F-E-R. It's E-X-T-O-F-E-R.
Okay, so you probably...
But Gamer is G-A-Y-M-E-R. Like gay, gamer, gamer
right.
X.
Right, know. Happy Pride. Yes, you should spell that name. That is
that's
what
good.
I would think. Yeah, there you go. So, cool.
I don't have anything else, though. I don't have anything else I do lately. I don't stream anymore.
Support Ubisoft, because then...
Buy the Fractured Butthole. Because, you know, it's nice to show people support. A lot of hardworking people worked on that game.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
They're good
people. Still haven't played through all the DLC.
I know. He keeps telling me to play through the latest one, the second DLC. He says it's really good.
I bought the season pass, and then I was like, that's what I typically do with games. I'm like, I'm going to buy the season pass. And then I stopped playing the game. I did that with Fallout 4. I did that with Call of Duty, and I did it with that one. I'm sure there's other games. Skyrim.
It happens. It happens. All right. So as I always say at the end of the show, thank you so much for listening to Orange Lounge Radio. If you enjoyed what you heard here at the show, leave us a nice 5-star review on iTunes or tell a friend or wherever you hear the show, iTunes, Google Play, whatever, and tell a friend or two about the show. Help us spread the word because we are the show where every gamer has a voice, and we can't get the voices out here to air unless y'all know about the show. If you didn't enjoy tonight's OLR, try to download one of the other episodes that didn't get interrupted with E3 and Extifer.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
No, I consider that a compliment.
It is a compliment. Anyway, if you didn't enjoy tonight's episode, you're just wrong. Sorry. Hate to say it. Anyway, let's go around and get everybody's final thought. Extra, do you have a final thought for our listeners?
I want to sleep with that guy and his dad on the Bethesda conference.
Maybe you should keep that thought internal.
I don't know if my boyfriend would really appreciate it.
Probably
that final
not.
Thought.
Probably yeah. not. Loki, can you give us a real final thought, please?
I'm looking forward to seeing all of the game announcements this week. Hopefully there's nothing disappointing.
Death Stranding.
My final thought is I'm going to hold out hope for Super Metroid 2. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you in 7 days.
What about F-Zero? What are the odds of F-Zero this year?
I hope so.
Slim to none.
Can I play the credit music now? We'll see you in 7 days. Bye.
You've been listening to Orange Lounge Radio. Orange Lounge Radio is a production of OLR Studios. To join us for a live show, tune into VogNetwork.com Sunday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff of Orange Lounge Radio or VOG Network, but you know they were all still true. See you next week.